The principal is expected to be the instructional leader in the school, which of course is very important, is also expected to be the organizational manager, the person who is building the capacity of the whole organization to really fulfill its mission. And then we also want the principal to be present at every swim meet, at every football game, at every basketball game. These are very, very long hours that we're talking about. And it's easy to see why a teacher might look at that job and say, you know, I do want to be a leader. I'm not sure I want all that.
So are districts coming up with solutions like having a principal and two assistant principals or shared leadership? Are there some solutions out there that districts are able to come up with?
Many districts are starting to experiment with some ways. We've had grow your own programs where principals can intern for a period of time, but that hasn't really changed the fundamental nature of the job. And what is really going to make a difference, and I haven't seen any district do this yet, is give the principal the kind of authority that they need really to be able to affect the kind of changes for which they're being held responsible. When you're talking about real change and real improvement in a school, it's going to take 3 to 5 years before we see that needle move at all. Most people don't have that kind of patience. And when we need to see those changes right away, knowing that under the best circumstances, real, good, meaningful, sustainable change isn't going to happen that quickly, people are going to get frustrated. Policymakers are going to get frustrated. And so we see a churn of principals.
You mentioned that principals are held accountable for things that they may not have the authority to really affect. Would some of that include, say, if there are certain teachers that aren't performing where they should be, if that principal doesn't have the authority to hire the teachers they want, if they're sent a teacher by the district? Is that the kind of thing you're talking about?
That's one example. And I don't want to, you know, it's a complicated issue. It is difficult in some circumstances for a principal to dismiss a teacher who is not doing as well as they need to be doing. They don't always have the kind of authority they need over the teachers who are coming into the building. In some cases, yeah, the district is assigning those teachers. And you see that often in cases where there are a number of reductions in force and the teachers who are being moved around from school to school, and the principal simply has to take whoever is coming in. But when you look at things like principals being held accountable, even for test scores, when you look at the number of factors that are at play upon a student's ability to perform well on one of those tests, the principal doesn't really have the kind of authority or even the kind of reach that he or she needs to be able to get those kids to perform up the par. And you know, we can take a look at principal evaluation systems, and I have to admit, I don't know what it looks like in Georgia right now. But what we're seeing is test scores are being included as very large portions, up to 50% of what it is the principal is being held accountable for. What we are encouraging is that policymakers create the kinds of evaluations that really take a good hard look at principal behaviors that we know are those behaviors that improve overall school performance. Things like, how well are you supporting teachers? How well are you building relationships with the community and with families? These are all things that we know make a big difference in student achievement. And if rather than penalizing your school or penalizing your principal for not having achieved whatever the numerical goal is, we're able to examine where the shortcomings are, then we have the opportunity to really support the principal in ways that are really meaningful. And even that might help the principal stick around a little bit longer, because right now they don't feel that kind of support.